Minister. Well, the roll call vote in the Dáil is continuing as we come to you on the news at one. We can just listen in now
Deputy
to the proceedings.
Deputy Sean Canny. Deputy Peter Fitzpatrick. Deputy Noel Grealish. Deputy Michael Lowry.
So there, each deputy being asked in person how they vote on the nomination of Simon Harris as Taoiseach. That vote is continuing. It will conclude, we think, fairly shortly. And just as soon as we have a result, of course, we will bring it to you. But I'm joined, meanwhile, by Francis Fitzgerald, Fine Gael MEP for Dublin and former Tánaiste Minister for Justice. And, of course, the person who introduced or gave Simon Harris his first opportunity in politics, Francis Fitzgerald. He began his political life as an advisor to you, people may recall. And I suppose many people will be wondering today, what does Simon Harris stand for?
Well, I think what he stands for is a highly committed politician who believes in the political process, who knows and believes that we can find solutions to the issues of the day for individual families, for citizens, for communities by proper political action. He's a man, I think I would describe him as being the progressive centre, in fact, in terms of he's not ideological. He's more about getting things done. He's not afraid of decisions. He is courageous in his decision making. And I would say to you, Brian, he brings something very important to a government that has been there for a number of years. He brings an energy. And that energy is actually very important, particularly in the context of joining into a coalition already well established. He certainly believes in equality of opportunity. If anything, I'd say that's his guiding principle. And I think the decisions you will see from him will be about that equal opportunity for everyone, particularly young people in this country.
Somebody of the progressive centre, you say, does that mean those in Fine Gael who'd like to see the party move a little bit more to the right are going to be disappointed?
I don't believe they will be, because he will focus on the issues of today, which are sometimes seen as centre-right, but actually it's about dealing effectively with them, like migration, like law and order, and dealing with populism, because those are the issues of today, actually right across Europe, that have to be dealt with. Now, if you call that moving to the right, so be it. But I don't certainly see him moving to anything like the far right. I see him dealing with those issues effectively, and migration does need, we can see this across Europe again, it does need a stronger response, a clearer response, more border controls. That's the way of the world today across Europe, and that's what the Migration Pact this week is about, and this will apply in Ireland as well.
Well, is he someone who put a priority on the stability of this three-party coalition, doing everything possible to ensure that it runs its term or as close to it as possible?
No doubt about that, and that came across very clearly from the government benches. And let's not underestimate the importance of that. At a time when democracy is under complete threat in so many countries, including in Europe, to be able to hand over power to a Taoiseach, from one Taoiseach to another, to maintain a coalition of diverse parties but committed to a programme for government, let's not underestimate the importance of that for our country. And let's value our democracy. Leo Varadkar said today, it's not a failed state, which it's often called. It's a great country. Of course, it's an unfinished democracy. There are many serious issues in every area, but certainly work is being done. To listen to the opposition, you think there'd be no achievements in the last 10 or so years.
Simon Harris is, of course, the third Taoiseach now in this coalition government. And I'm sure you'll tell me that, you know, we live in a parliamentary democracy. The head of the government is selected by our national parliament. But people will wonder how somebody who can ascend to this role without ever having to face the electorate in a general election.
Well, let's face it, he has been in front of the electorate in his own constituency. He has been a minister. He's not going in there as somebody who doesn't know how it works.
But not as leader of his party.
Not as leader of his party, of course, but there's a commitment in the programme for government. If there are changes internally in parties, that's part and parcel of politics today. It's can you maintain stability with those changes? Can the other parties accept it? Can he work on the programme for government? And the answer to each of those questions is yes, he can do that. He has been elected by the people. Everybody in that Dáil has been. And there is a coalition. There's an agreement for a five-year government. And that's what those parties promised. And that's what they're delivering with a focus focus on solving the problems that people are facing, which we know are very serious.
His experience in government is in the Department of Health and more recently in the Department of Higher Education. So he's never held an economic portfolio. He doesn't have any experience of foreign affairs. How important is the advice and support of people around him, whether in his own party of cabinet or others in cabinet, in dealing with some of the issues that arise on the economic or the foreign affairs front?
No question about that. He is a team player. I mean, his great strength is networking, relationship building, listening. I have no doubt he will bring in the expertise where he needs it. He'll work closely with Pascal and others in the cabinet. He's not somebody who's afraid to listen and take advice. That's a great strength, in my opinion.